Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. In honor of Elisa Profumo, who is the most talented executive producer I've ever seen. She comes up with great ideas for shows as we are doing one more installment to the SHR Learning Annex. This is the professional enrichment series for all of the professionals in our audience. We have a lot of people who are either making their livelihood helping save lives through health and nutrition or planning on making that jump into that industry. And so in honor of those of you who listen to the show, who I get messages and emails from all the time saying that listening to the show has made you better at your job and let you help your clients better. We're doing a show today with supplement industry royalty, and that is my good friend, Vince Andrich. How you doing, Vince?
I'm doing great, Carl. How you doing?
Fantastic. And we're doing today's show. Today's show is euphemistically called, So You Want to Be in the Supplement Industry. Every single day, somebody walking down an aisle at a convention like the Arnold or walking through a GNC goes, you know, I have a great idea for a supplement. I think I want to go into the supplement industry. And that's where all of the trouble starts. Because
right.
It's a lot harder than it sounds. But the objective of this show is not to throw water on your spark, but instead to give you the answers you need to navigate and turn your spark into a fire. And the reason I wanted Vince to do this show is because of all the people that I know, none have been involved with such top-line companies throughout their entire career as Vince has. So first, let's talk about your pedigree just for a second, Vince. As a fledgling bodybuilder, you were attracted to the first of the rising stars of companies that you worked for, and that was Metrix, right?
Well, it was before Metrix came on the scene. TwinLab was the big so what.
How could we forget about TwinLab? They're still in distribution in grocery stores.
Yeah. Many of the guests may not know, they owned the health food stores in the 80s with their vitamin mineral line. And that was based on the book Life Extension. Dirk Pearson, Sandy Shaw was a bestseller for 5 years, before the internet, of course. So they were doing all the talk shows, and TwinLab had every formula in that book.
Wow.
They literally owned it.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And so anyway, I liked that brand and a lot, and they started getting into sports nutrition. Now, Weider had sports, and some of these other brands did, but it really started to catch on when I think when the marketing got really, really, really intense. You had Champion, you had TwinLab, and of course you had Weider. Weider was basically the perennial champion, but they hadn't had the manufacturing and product development expertise that they really needed to marry up with all the athletes that they had and the media machine that they had with all the magazines. So that's really, you know, how I got involved in this, is believing that the supplements worked. And there's some that were working. You could take a decent protein powder, not like they are today, but I always believed that that was probably a better way to go, is to learn about nutrition rather than learn about the chemical wizardry that goes on still.
Right.
Not that that's bad. It's just it can be a crutch, and I think you lose sight of what your potential is if you rely on that early
well,
on.
Well, let's talk about TwinLab for a second. When you came on board with TwinLab, what position did you hold? Weren't you just a rep for them at that point in time?
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to start a retail store.
Right.
And
so you were bitten by the bug that we're talking about. You wanted to get into the supplement industry. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was buying supplements from a distributor, and I was reselling them. And so then I said, well, who's distributing these products out? I was in Las Vegas. And I found out that certain brands didn't have anybody in Las Vegas. Little did I know they didn't really need to be in Las Vegas. You know, they could distribute out of California or something.
Sure.
And that there was big guys back then. There wasn't so much as a sports supplement distributor niche yet.
Right, the specialty, right.
Yeah, you had the big guys that were selling everything from yogurt to raw milk to vitamins, minerals, herbs. So anyway, I called Twin Lab up. I was selling their stuff through another distributor, and I called them up my partner and I called them out of the kitchen, and they, after begging them 5-6 calls, they laughed and said, yeah, if you can order X amount of product, you can be the distributor. And I was like,
oh my God. So then you just had to go out and get orders, right?
Yeah, I had no idea what to order. I mean, I knew what to order, I thought, but
okay.
Yeah, it was.
let's fast. I'm taking you through this fast, and I apologize because people are probably saying, "Oh, let Vince talk. We want to hear these stories." And I love these kind of stories, but I want to stay on track here to deliver the information that the goods that we're promising here. So, in the initial stages, you started out on distribution chain side, correct?
Correct.
Okay. When did you have your first exposure to taking a concept to an final product with an SKU and out there on the shelves? Was that with Metrex or was that still at Twin Labs?
No, it was Weider.
Really?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I became a distributor for Weider right after Twin, and then that turned into them bringing me on in the sports nutrition area, right, to basically threw me right in the fire, basically run the whole thing. And that's where I cut my teeth on product development. And, you know, I had helped people before. I thought I knew what I was doing, you know, as far as like they'd say, hey, what do you think a good formula would be? Or do you know a co-packer? And we can get into that on the show. But really, Weider, I think I mentioned to you yesterday, they were responsible for developing a lot of the key executives in this business. Is
really? They spawned their own competition, didn't they?
Well, yeah, they did. I mean, once they really, really made a move in to do their own contract manufacturing, because they were getting products made, and they were the marketing arm. And Joe got into trouble a couple times with co-packers that didn't do the right thing. So he started buying factories, and during that process, he grabbed some really, really, really good operational people that cleaned up brands, ran everything really by the book, and created a model, a product development model that I think wound up being at Metrex. I know for sure, Metrex, EAS, and several other companies, that same model, variations of it.
Yeah. Okay. What was the first product you broke your maiden on that you took from concept? So somebody said, we have nothing. We come up with a formula. We come up with a concept. What was the first product?
The first product that was really mine was didn't come in halfway was the relaunch of Metaform. And there was, I think, 5 products that came back out under that brand.
Okay, so the relaunch of Metaform, and so you had 5 different products under that brand that you were relaunching. So these were products that had fizzled away, gotten forgotten about, current science ignored, and so you guys were going to dress them up, put some lipstick on them, and get them back out there, or were they complete reformulations?
Well, what we did was Metaform really was it started as a knockoff of Metrex, and that was before I got to Weider.
Yeah.
And so we were discussing new brands or brands inside Weider, and GNC had said, you know, you guys are done. And if you don't have something new to bring to us with a marketing plan that's got real good products, then you're going to wind up losing your shelf space. And so we fought internally quite a bit, and we decided that Metaform was a better name because it didn't have the Weider name on it, and only because some of the Weider stuff was just considered for teenagers or youngsters because of the weight gain and stuff. So we wanted to get away from that stigma. So we relaunched the Metaform, and the products were really good. I mean, we had some really good science people behind it. Not really me. I was more of the marketing science person as far as I think we can sell here. And we basically looked at every category that was selling in the business, and we put our best foot forward on each one. Now, we had kind of an advantage because we were making our own products. So we had a pretty good price advantage, or at least price neutrality.
Margin, right.
Yeah. So we could get that done. But so that was the first real voyage as far as getting children on the market, as you speak.
Yeah, I like that. Children, right? You become emotionally tied to them. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the launch process. Sometimes there's a few different formulas you're looking at. First question that's most important is, how do you select a star from a dog? We're talking with Vince Andrich, who recently launched his new supplement venture, which is the product Physique 2.0, which is an MRP, and we'll talk about that towards the end of the show. But really, we're hoping to teach people about going into the supplement industry yourself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today, or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido, so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment, while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Anytime I'm late coming back from the break, it's because I'm doing my push-ups and bodyweight squats during the break. I am now doing push-ups and bodyweight squats throughout the entire break. I'm trying to avoid the sitting disease. I sit behind this microphone for 2 hours a day. Then I sit at my desk for probably another 2 hours a day. And, you know, I train so freaking hard. And then I realize that I'm losing a lot of it by not staying active throughout the day. So I literally take advantage of the commercial breaks to do a little workout.
You love running around?
No, I have a small studio. So what I do is I do 20 push-ups, 20 bodyweight squats, 20 push-ups, 20 body, and I just alternate back and forth. And I listen to the radio spots, and that's how I time myself every 30 seconds. I know how much longer I have to go before I have to get back in the chair, but I was a little slow today.
Nice.
A little slow today. But anyway, okay, so let's get back on track for a second. One of your most exciting, and I want to kind of throw this in there too, because you have an amazing pedigree when it comes to being in the supplement industry. You were also involved in Sly Stallone's InStone company, which had a lot of merit. But I don't think Sly was really committed to being in the supplement industry as much as he just wanted to be able to do something similar as his wife was doing on Home Shopping Club, but for men. That's my own estimation. I know nothing about the project, but that's just the way I saw it from the outside. And with that being said, you guys launched some new supplements. How do you come up? I'm sure that when you're in a company environment, or even just a couple guys sitting around going, let's get into the supplement business, you have like a handful of potential first products. What do you do? What's the metrics of choosing the right product from the get-go so your first product is a good launch? Do you go with something that everybody else is doing? That's what it seems like. When I go walk the Arnold, every single booth has the same products. You know what I mean?
Well, that becomes a problem. I mean, I mentioned before that, you know, we looked at categories at one particular company, and you can do that depending on the scale of the company. And whether or not you're in those categories or not, but there's a lot of brands that come out of nowhere, and they try to come out with a line of products. And, you know, it's not my place to say that's good or bad, but I vote against it because you don't have enough, cash to really make one of those a hero. I mean, you need to make one a hero, period. And if you're fiddling around just saying, okay, you know, I'll cover the bases. Consumers don't do that. They don't say, oh, I like this brand, I'm going to buy all five items that they make. It's just not that. That's not how it works. So, you know, we're back to how do you decide what product, what products.
Sorry, can you lead with one product, Vince, or do you have to be prepared if you're going to get in the supplement industry, like getting into the donut business, that you just can't sell jelly donuts every single day?
Well, I mean, I prefer less is more, but there's times, and you mentioned Stallone. Stallone wasn't going to just have one item. He had some ideas in his own head of what he would allow us to put out on the market because of his name. You know, he wasn't going to get anything dicey or gray area.
Right.
And so you had to be extremely careful with his name.
Right. His reputation was on the line. And plus, let's face it. He makes and has made a lot more money in the movie industry than he will ever make in the supplement industry. And why would he jeopardize one for the other? So he had to stay totally above the radar with anything he did.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, he, to your point, I mean, I think he was very interested in it until he started getting into more, you know, doing the reality show as Contender, and then he wound up doing Rocky VI again and Rambo. So that took him off the grid. And, you know, because when he got into it, just real quick, he did not think he was going to do movies anymore. He was kind of fed up with it. He was like, you know, this is another phase of my life, but, and maybe because of what Jennifer was doing on Home Shopping, but, he just wound up beating all the odds again and doing more movies. So
yeah,
I don't blame him.
Which is where I'd rather be than putting capsules and bottles between you and I. But with that being said, you guys led with a testosterone booster, which at that point in time was a version of 6-oxo, which is an aromatase inhibitor, right? That was the first product you guys led with?
Right. I mean, we had a line, and the thinking there was, what does Sly take? And Sly loves meal replacements and protein. So we had meal replacements. We had been working on a development with a third party of a pudding, high protein pudding, which kind of came out of nowhere. And, then the 6-oxo was a legitimate,
test booster.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so,
and actually has some anti-aging-esque qualities, because we know that as men age, testosterone drops as estrogen rises. So by mildly suppressing estrogen pushes testosterone back up. And this is a great first wave approach to dealing with your own andropause before going to a doctor and going, hey, you know, I need some real intervention now. So it made perfect sense. It was right in up his alley, I think. I think probably saw himself going on home shopping with it. Did that product ever head up on home shopping?
Well, he had a couple of meetings with, HSN and QVC. And that, again, that came kind of as a surprise to us, because they want these products to be so inexpensive.
And oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you could make variations of things, but they wouldn't work as well. But the other thing is, he did not want to actually appear on camera, which was the rub with that.
I think
he thought he could, like, do B-roll and have somebody else be the pitch person. So they were waiting for him to say, you know, I'm done with movies and I'll actually come on the show. So that didn't work out.
So Vince, and I'm sorry if I'm jumping in here, but I really do want to deliver the goods here. So what made you guys decide? Was it solely because these are products that in this case Sly could get behind? We're going to lead with an MRP protein product and a test booster that is, you know, that has some anti-aging qualities to it. Or did you guys also put a thermometer in the market and go, these are the three products Sly likes that also have a good track record?
Well, that's exactly right. When you look at whatever the categories may be that are hot, and you look at what is the brand supposed to stand for? So in this case, it's Sloan. And when we looked at meal replacements, and they were on the down – They were going down in popularity. This is 2004, when we launched, because Metrex and Myoplex and the big hitters were bought by big companies and they weren't focused on those anymore. So that was an opportunity to us.
Right.
So those are the things you kind of look at. I mean, to me, a lot of these guys walk through the events, as you mentioned, and they go, I'd like to be in this business. And I, you know,
and then you're standing there going, but why? it is exciting. There's no doubt about it. It is exciting to be in this business. But at the same time, I think that one of the questions I was about to ask, you actually kind of indirectly answered a little bit. My next question was going to be, so if I'm a guy and me and my buddy, you know, we're tired of doing the 9-to-5. We want to start building our own supplement company because we want to be in this industry. We want to get paid to come up with great brands and so on. And you're saying you gotta hit a market that's already there. You can't come out with something so obscure, so unknown that you have to make the market. So how do you differentiate yourself, first of all, number one? And you just pointed out that maybe find a market that the niche is changing directions because maybe the main players have shifted their focus, and this leaves an opportunity for someone to jump in and pick up those people who don't want to go in that new direction, who want to keep buying a product similar to that. So that's one option. But the other option is, what about differentiating yourself in a highly competitive market? I mean, how do you do that? Is it strictly, well, we'll add a pinch of this and that'll be our difference?
Well, I believe the common belief that I can make one little change and the world will get it, but they don't. You know, me, you and I could be sitting here with three other people and have this great idea, but how are we going to let other people know that this
Bingo.
Is really a great idea and it's worth paying the money? Or so you have to do some homework and figure out where you are in the marketplace. If you have to do some pricing models and stuff and go, can I really compete? And my way of thinking is not necessarily, unless you can come up with something very, very new, like Dr. Connolly did, like, Pat Arnold did.
But then you're a market maker, but you're still faced with the same problem. And that's my next question. And the problem is, you could have, you know, the goose that lays the golden egg. But if you can't convey that message, especially in the case of a market maker, if you're coming out with something that no one has done before, like when Pat Arnold brought pro hormones around, right?
Mm-hmm.
It requires a certain educational process before the masses go, I'm willing to take a shot on this. And what I think a lot of times what small supplement companies do wrong, and I see this from my, and I don't want to turn this into a self-serving discussion right now, but when I call a company and I say, how'd you like to advertise? What I've learned is that most of the small companies haven't thought about advertising. For some reason, they believe, you know what? We're going to add ubiquinol to this. No one's doing that. That's going to be our niche. So they go out and they hire a bottle manufacturer and they pop labels on bottles and they have this great blend and it could really be great. It really could be like holy mackerel. But then they go, okay, now we'll just wait for people to start ordering it. And it's, wait a minute. People don't think through this process. If you can't convey your message, how's anybody going to find out? So I want to ask you this question before we go into the break, and then we're going to actually kind of double back on this topic. In all of your years, have you come up with a ratio? Like, okay, we found the perfect product, but this is how it has to be priced. You got to have a percentage for advertising, and this is how – have you come up with a pricing model that if your raw cost on something is a dollar, you need to sell it for $7, and that's because this is how that other $6 breaks out?
Yeah, we've got it down to that, yeah. I mean, I don't know what other people have, but I certainly do. You have to play the mathematics, but at the same time, you have to kind of understand where the math works in phases. At launch, marketing is going to be a higher cost of your budget as a percentage
would you
of
say,
sales.
Would you say that marketing for most companies let's forget about BSNs and those likes, okay? But just the average company, the middle-of-the-road supplement company, would you say that it is a fair estimate that they should assign a minimum of 50% to the process of marketing? Or is that too high?
That's too high because you're going to need – well, if you were going direct, maybe you could do it. But if you were going through resellers, then it gets cut up. So, you know, distributors, retailers,
right,
all
right,
that.
Right.
So a good rule of thumb is on gross sales, you're going to be around 15% minimum, and it's probably double or triple in the beginning because your sales are low.
Mm.
It's inverse relationship. You
good
know, you're not selling much in the beginning, so and no one knows about your product. But as you gain momentum, you have higher sales, and so less percentage of sales goes to marketing. Does that make sense?
Yes. And so what that means is to the guy and gal out there who's thinking, you know, I've been making this blend for myself and for my friends and they love it. And I think I want to go into the business. I want to take the plunge. You absolutely on the front end. And I guess this is what I was getting at. On the front end, the launch side, you have to assume somewhere around 40-50% of the weight of the sale of that product is going to have to come back to support marketing. What you just said was 15 minimum and possibly double or triple that in the early stages when volume is low. So I don't think a lot of people think about that. I think most people think, I'm just going to get a thousand bottles of this cost this, and they don't know how to get it out there then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Vince Andrich, talking about you want to get into the supplement business. Vince is going to give you the answers. If you truly think you want to be here, we're going to show you how. We'll be right back. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SEO. SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at SuperHumanRadio.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I really miss Nirvana. I can't believe how much I miss Nirvana. It's so... I don't know. When I hear a good Nirvana song, it's like I don't even want to sit down. I want to just jump up and start. I want to jump into the mosh pit. That's what I want to do, Vince.
I love it. I'm telling you. Yeah, definitely almost eerie sense.
I listen to a lot of Nirvana, and I listen to... I think some people probably find it weird because I'm going to be 54 this year, but I listen to a lot of Nirvana and I listen to a lot of Linkin Park. I keep telling people there's an angry 16-year-old stuck inside me. I'm trying to help exercise him, but he doesn't want to leave.
Oh, my goodness.
He doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, you.
So anyway, all right. So let's talk about something and moving on down the production line, no pun intended. Okay, so you've focused on a product. You've got your niche. You're formulating your marketing plan, but now it's time to get the product produced. So most people go to, what do you call them? Producers or what would you call them?
Contract manufacturer.
Yeah. Okay.
Co-packer.
You call co-packer. So you go to how do you choose a good co-packer? How do you know?
Well, if you haven't been in the business, I guess you would ask around.
But are people even willing to give you that? If I call a supplement company and say, hey, you don't know me, I don't know you, but who do you use to make your products? They're not going to tell me, right?
No, they'll never tell you. No, they'll never tell you. I mean, you can get some of the natural supply side industry guides and you can start calling. And, my suggestion would be, you know, fill them out, tell them what kind of product you're going to make, see if, what kind of certs they have, meaning, you know, GMP, maybe NSF, maybe not. You know, they need to have some certifications and how long have they been in business. They should not tell you what products they make by any other companies.
Where can you find that list? You think you can just go on Hoover.com? You know, Hoover lists all the corporate companies and just do a search for dietary supplement manufacturers and start calling them?
You could do that. You could go, actually, I think New Hope Publishing, which is and Virgo, which does all the natural products shows, they have, if you go online, you search for Virgo or New Hope, they have indexes for suppliers and manufacturers that are pretty good. I mean, these are the people that go to the shows that are fair, you know, there's some probably marginal ones, but for the most part, these are the ones that are trying to be in the business and stay in the business. So they're not fringe.
Yeah. How important is packaging? Obviously, if you're a new startup, right? And you have a limited amount of money to work with and you're looking at product cost and you're starting to formulate your marketing budget, which we're going to talk about more here in a minute because it's critical. You find a co-packer. He gives you a great price to put stuff in capsules and put capsules in bottles. And now he's got a basic label, you know, well, for $1.10, we'll put a label on it that says, mass muscle maker. And you go, nah, I don't want that. I think I want some really high-end packaging, which can cost a lot of money to develop and really increases your price per unit dramatically if it's really high-end packaging. Does that packaging really translate to the consumer any value other than the initial trial? Then after that, if the formula sucks, it doesn't matter.
Well, I think that there's a high and low on that. I mean, you can go way overboard and not get the value out of it. Actually, it's counterproductive because it looks like shampoo, and that's not what we're selling in dietary supplements, especially on the sports side. And then you could go too low budget, where the first problem is, you know, typos and errors in the graphics and the stuff on your label. So you really need to have, if you're not good at it, have somebody proof it, have a couple people look at it, have a couple people read it really slowly.
You know, one time I saw in a major magazine, a major supplement company, and they misspelled protein. Instead of P-R-O-T-E-I-N, it was I-E-N.
Nice.
And I was like, and this was a full page ad, even with the corporate discounted 12, you know, annual rate, it had to be $4,000. And I was like, oh yeah, this is good stuff.
yeah. You know. That happens a lot.
I know. The odd thing is there's a lot of people that don't realize it, which is even funnier to me than the fact that obviously the proofreader and the people that don't realize it went to the same school.
right.
So anyway, but, okay. So packaging is a middle of the road type thing. You got to have nice packaging, but you shouldn't go overboard with it.
Yeah, you shouldn't go overboard with it. And some manufacturers, or most co-packers and most early supplement companies, I mean, in their early days, they would go to a co-packer that you can usually provide all of those things except a label. The typical thing is a co-packer can do everything except a label if you want it to be a one-stop shop. And the reason guys go to a one-stop shop is because they have one credit line or one person that they need to find money for. And then outside of that, you get a label made and send it in. Otherwise, you have to go to a bottle company, buy the minimum, maybe over what you need. You have to go to ingredient companies. You know, you're not ready yet usually to go buy the components and send them in to be manufactured
assembled,
or told,
right,
as they say.
Right. Okay, so When you found your supplement, you've targeted your formula, you've decided that you're going to add a little ubiquinol to it to find a new niche, to find a different target market, so to speak. How important is then looking at that market size and factoring additional cost in to cover advertising because of the sheer size and noise level of the market?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think it's changing. I think that there's a lot of, in almost all markets, all industries, you know, my big thing these days has been, you know, try to be the best in the world, but shrink your world down to something you can handle. So in other words, if ubiquinol is supposed to be the so what, you better find out who that really resonates with and how can you reach those people and what's the cost of reaching them. Because other than that, you'll get lost.
So this kind of backs into, actually, you can't go down this path without revisiting things that we spoke about before, which means that this is an organic process. You may get to this stage and go, holy mackerel, when we look at the sheer number, the universe of potential customers, it's very small, you know, or very large. It's too large for us or it's too small for us. So this at this stage of the game, you may have to rethink your formulation, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, one of the things as far as when the and there's exceptions to, that make this rule, but a lot of the formulators, I think there's more kind of armchair formulators that want to get in the business rather than marketers. I could be wrong, but they'll look at a formula and go, I could do better than that because, you know, I've been reading and there's another ingredient that would really go well with this. They're missing it, right?
Right.
Well, that not only can add to cost, as you can already guess, but how are you going to tell the people, even in that same market, that this is better? So you're already starting off with a cost disadvantage. So you have to try to figure out how are you going to get the same consumers or a piece of those that consumer set to buy your product that may cost more money. And so you got to be careful. It's easy for people to play, say, Monday morning chemist and go, well, I would have made that formula this way. Well, if you did your homework, you might have realized that you couldn't add that feature in that level because it's too costly. And, you know, it's easy for someone to say, I could put 60 grams of protein per serving. Of course you can. Can you sell it at that many servings at that?
Well, and also, when you start adding things, even higher degrees of protein, you start narrowing the potential universe of your customer. So, for instance, let's say you have a customer that's buying your current formulation, which includes these two key ingredients, and you decide that this formulation will be better with this third ingredient. You could actually lose a lot of your existing customers by adding that third ingredient because there may be those who say, I don't know enough about this ingredient. Just because you did the research doesn't mean I want it. I want my old formulation the way it was that I've been taking and that I like. And absolutely end up narrowing your market. Your existing customers may get narrower, not just the target market that you're shooting at.
Well, that's true. I mean, because there's a lot of people that still are in the middle, as you say. Then there's early adopters on one end, and then there's really laggards on the other end. And, you know, toward the backside of that, I guess, pie chart, you would see that people are really resistant to new things. They don't want to go out and go, I'll be the first guy to try that. There's a lot of those in our industry, but it takes a good amount of marketing and a lot of marketing and, you know, a lot of integrity slash, background reliability for someone to be able to push a new item out there and get people to respond. If you're a newcomer and you try to push the envelope, it's going to be a little bit more difficult because people are going to go, who made this?
Yeah, you have no collateral yet in the market, so people aren't just going to say you're not going to have as fertile of an open mind as you would with a company that's been doing business 15 years and people have a history of being happy with their products. The line of early adopters will be a lot shorter for your product than it would be for a company that has a position already in the market. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that is probably less often thought about than the marketing budget. And we're going to let you wait to find out what I think that is when we come back with Vince Andrich. Vince Andrich's new product will be out the middle of this month, right? Are we on target for the delivery of the product yet, Vince?
We are on target. It's probably going to be maybe another week.
Excellent. Excellent. And the product is called Physique 2.0. It's an MRP with a new unique type of carbohydrate that actually causes you to continue to burn body fat even though you're eating carbs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAO-CHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Vince Andrich. Vince is the proprietor of Myotropics. Their new product is called Physique 2.0. It's a meal replacement powder, not just for physique athletes, for anybody who wants to stay in shape but needs the added convenience of an engineered food that stays to natural food aspects. And we're talking about how to get into the supplement industry. For those of you who maybe have been threatening for years, you know, I've got a good idea for a supplement. I'm going to come out with one. Come on, man. The industry may need you. We really may. But you got to do it right. And you have to take a lot of things into consideration, as we just discussed. There is high cost of marketing the product that most people forget to factor in. A lot of people look at, oh my God, I can get 1,000 bottles of this stuff for $5,500. I'm in business. No, you're not. All you are is in possession of 1,000 bottles of something that you may have to sell to your grandmother and your cousins. So getting it out there on the market is a totally different story. There's another thing that, God, I'm sorry, you wanted to add something?
Well, I was going to say after friends and family, then the work begins.
Yeah, there you go. Unless you want to start out like Amway and tell your friends and family you'll cut them in if they sell it for you. But that's a hard hard pitch to throw at somebody. Okay, so there's another thing that very few people think about when they go into the supplement business. And this one is a big one. This one, I mean, you may undercut your marketing budget and takes longer for you to recover your investment. You may not spend enough on packaging. And so the packaging that you end up with is less than desirable. But for those people out there who go into the supplement business without securing product liability insurance, you are playing Russian roulette with the rest of your financial life. Because if you produce a supplement, and keep in mind, this is the United States of America, the most litigious nation in the world, okay? You come out with a supplement, and the one person who takes it, who just happens to lose their spleen that next week, and the doctor says, well, what have you done differently? Well, you know, I started taking this new supplement. Oh, boy. You know, you're going to have the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe sending you letters saying that they want, you know, $10 billion because you caused this person to lose their spleen. And this is, I know this sounds far-fetched, but this really happens constantly. Very few people think about liability insurance, do they, Vince?
Yeah, it's an afterthought. They don't even know that they need it. I don't know why they don't think that, but it's not really that difficult to put into place. You just have to go do the paperwork, you know, do some homework, do the paperwork. And granted, if you're not selling something that's on, most of the major, you know, exclusions are things like, Lobiella and Ephedra still and GHB and things like that. I mean, you're going to get insurance. And what a lot of people don't realize is they base it on your projected annual revenue, and you pay, you know, X dollars per $1,000 of sales. So if you're not planning on blowing the world up the first year, and you shouldn't really tell your insurance company you are unless you plan on it, it's not that expensive. It's not free by any means, but it's certainly worth the investment because you can't go back in time. And you're right. These attorneys are out there looking for this stuff now.
It's really sad that a lot of people, I'll tell you when most supplement companies think about liability insurance, the day they decide, well, you know what? We're not selling anything on our website. And it's because they're not advertising, obviously. And they go, you know what? If we were in GNC, and by the way, we're going to talk about distribution in GNC in a minute. If we were in GNC, this product would fly off the, we wouldn't have to worry about selling it. They'd sell it for us. So they submit the product to GNC, and GNC has a standard. All the big supplement distributors have a standard form they send back, and one of the things they ask you is, who is your product liability insurance for, and what are the maximums and minimums of it? And you go, I guess we better get product liability insurance. That's usually when supplement companies think about it.
That's right. Yeah, when you're asked to be named additionally insured and you have no answer.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, you can get behind me. I'm going to put everything in my apartment up on, against the product. So, no, it doesn't work that way. You have to have liability insurance. And if you don't have liability insurance and you do get caught in a lawsuit, I mean that. You could end up with financial devastation that will linger for the rest of your life. And those types of debts cannot be written off through bankruptcies. The government, and the prosecutors, they created laws so that those fines would have teeth in them that would linger beyond any personal or corporate bankruptcy. So you get caught in a lawsuit and they tag you for $5 million. You're going to have that $5 million haunt you until the day they put you in the ground. If you can't pay it, it's going to linger until the day they put you in the ground. So liability insurance is critical, and I'm not a big fan of the insurance industry, but this is one of those areas that you absolutely should think about it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about some of these things. We just invoked the name GNC, and I think that my assertion is accurate. A lot of guys get into the supplement industry and they think we just have to get into GNC or on Home Shopping Network or someplace like that, and we'll be wealthy, we'll be rich. That's the farthest thing from the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be. Well, it is the farthest thing from the truth, especially today. there was a day when you could create a few products, have a relationship with a big retailer like a GNC, get a purchase order, and help finance your business. Those days are long gone. So they only want to sell what people want to buy. So you have to create the demand before you walk in there. And if you go in there too soon, A, your negotiating power is not good. And B, you'll wind up discounting your stuff until it finally leaves the premises because they're not going to pay for it to get, you know, to sell. And they're not going to sell your product either. That's the other misnomer. People think that they're going to be sold by GNC.
Yeah, like you, if somebody's going to walk in and go, hey, I'm looking for a fat burner, and they've got 30 different fat burners on the shelf, and the rep really doesn't care which one they buy, and he is not going to pick. He's not going to say, well, this one does this, and this one does that, and this one does this. No, he's going to point at the shelf and say they're over there. And somebody's going to go look, and if we come full circle to some of the things we talked about, your packaging sucks, you got a typo on your label, you have some ingredient that you haven't educated the world about, the average person is not going to grab it. In fact, I'll tell you something that I heard, Vince, and I don't know if this is accurate. I talk to people sometimes, they say, oh, we're in GNC. If they're a small company, I usually think to myself, wow, I'm sorry for you. If they're a big company like a BSN or something, then it's a different story. But if you're a small company and you get into GNC, as Vince pointed out, usually have very little negotiating gravity. What GNC generally does to small companies is this. We want a 90-day we want one bottle per store. We got 2,000 stores. So that's we want 2,000 bottles, and we want a 90-day supply. So we estimate we're going to sell a bottle a month, so we want, you know, a 60-day we want 6,000 bottles, and we want 90-day terms. And we want the right to return anything that's unsold. So basically what they're saying is, for those of you who have been in retail before, they want a 90-day floor plan. What they're saying is, you give us inventory on consignment. Give us 90 days to sell it, and whatever we don't sell, we'll send back to you. So now you have to go out and you have to produce 6,000 bottles of this stuff and hang it in limbo for 90 days and probably get a bunch of it back that's already 90 days old. So it doesn't have the normal shelf life that the stuff you're selling in your e-store has. And
that's
you
right.
And you have to fund that whole thing for 90 days.
And you better hope it comes back even resellable, because it'll come, well, used to come back in a big blob and with an 18% return fee on top of it.
Right. Right.
But I mean, my take on GNC isn't negative by any means. You just have to know what you're dealing with. I mean, they could be a great asset to any brand, given you have to have some scale for sure to play in there correctly. But again, it's just kind of doing your homework. If you're not ready, or if you're, I guess, disillusioned by thinking that, oh, I get on bodybuilding.com and or GNC or one of these places and it's all over. That's not the case. That's really when the work just begins. And especially in the brick and mortar retailers, they're more driven by what consumers have seen, out in the marketing world and, you know, online blogs, write-ups, things like that. And, you know, you may know your product in and out, but the real world, they don't know it at all. You have to assume they know nothing.
Yeah. Here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want you to give me the list, as you see it, of importance. And naturally, the first thing is going to be targeting your formulation and your target audience. But then what comes after that, as far as the importance of, you know, the attention that needs to be paid to a new supplement launch. And then also, I want to ask you your experience with market research when you were with some of the larger companies. Did they invest in market research? We're talking today with Vince Andrich. He is the muscle behind Myotropics, and their new product is called Physique 2.0. I can't wait to get my hands on this stuff, because I'm going to be using a lot of it. I can tell you that right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Vince Andrich. He is truly supplement industry royalty. Vince, you've been involved with more very successful companies in the supplement industry than anybody I know. I mean, lots of people work for a company here and there, but I mean, you really have spent a lot of time on the right side of the fence, so to speak, to be talking about this subject. I'm curious about market research. A lot of small companies don't think about market research. And a lot of large companies, while they may have the resources to do it themselves, farm it out, right?
That's right.
And so when you were with any of these companies, did you guys buy market research from various, you know, market research firms to try to zero in on your product niche to get a feel for what the real universe of potential customers were?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's the Nielsen IRI data, which Nielsen comes from the Nielsen ratings. It's basically sales, scan sales in the food, drug, and mass market sales channel, minus Walmart. Walmart's not included in that. But if you're selling Walmart, they will give you data on your category. That's one area. There's SPINS data, which is basically the natural product sales channel. And again, it's UPC scale, scan sales. So you can see clusters. You can buy clusters of a category and find out, you know, protein bars with 20 grams of protein, what are the sales? 30 grams of protein, 15 grams of protein,
right,
things like that. So you can start seeing where people are spending the money. For example, if you were doing a bar, you could find out where the dollars are spent. Is it 10, 15 grams of protein, or is it 30 grams of protein?
Interesting. And you can let that, obviously that could drive your formulation as well.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of people, and that's what I said before when we were talking about, you know, adding something to add your niche, and we talked about you invoked protein and said, you know, you may add protein, but can you sell it? The other issue is there's a lot of people out there who think 20 grams of protein is more than enough, and 30 and 40 and 50 is excessive. And these are the same middle of the road people who believe that high protein diets are dangerous in one way, shape, or form. So they won't buy a 30 gram bar, perhaps, but they'll buy a 20.
Well, you're right. I mean, and that comes back to understanding what your niche is and what is the overall worldview of, let's say, protein. And you're right. The overall view is that, 10, 20 grams extra here and there is fine. Certainly 20 grams or 15 grams a pop is like, I'm great.
Yeah.
It's not the same for the fitness-minded person. It's a totally different mindset. So who do you want to sell? I mean, if you notice even in the grocery store, you see 10, 15 grams of protein bars max.
Right.
Because and it's their perception of protein.
And then until you get to the more hardcore bars, where now you start seeing bars that have upwards of 25 grams of protein, and usually they have a lot less shelf space too.
Right. Well, in the very beginning of the Atkins deal, those higher protein bars started doing well because the retailers liked them, because per sale, unit sale, the penny profit, they call it, was very high, because they were like $3 a ring at a convenience store or at a retailer. And so they made good penny profit per sale. But then the volume started to taper off, and the people are now gravitating again. You see in the grocery store, 10 for $10 for Clif or Power Bar or Balance Bar. And a lot of people go, I could make a bar that tastes better than that. Yes, you can. You can make a burger better than McDonald's probably too. But you got to understand what you're up against.
Yeah, whether you're going to sell it. You know, which raises the point, and I have to make this point, and I don't mean to be so obvious of a pimp of their product, but the Quest protein bar, Quest has 20 grams of protein. The bar is priced right. I know that you like the bar. You've tried the bar as well. We've talked about this off the air. Elisa went to Vitamin Shop the other day to pick up some stuff that we buy there that we get the internet price on. And we heard that Quest is now in Vitamin Shop. And so she asked the girl at Vitamin Shop, where are the Quest bars? And the girl looked at her and said, we can't keep them on the shelf. Now, there's an example of a company that built their market first before they even took a small step into retail. So what you have is you have people who probably would order Quest protein bars, but I ran out and I don't want to wait, and I don't mind paying a buck or two more at retail than the net cost of having them shipped to me. They walk in there and they're buying the bars left and right. And these are obviously not initial customer trial people. These are people who go in there and look for Quest. So that goes,
that
speaks exactly to everything that you just said. Building the market first before putting your toe in retail and doing the right kind of marketing and knowing who your niche is. They're a perfect example of that.
Well, I really like those guys, and I think we've spoke about it. I have had meetings with Ron and the guys over there, and my real good friend is in charge of worldwide sales, Mike Fulton, and he's done a great job. I mean, he's used to run American Bodybuilding National Sales, which is basically trying to get drinks into every crevice of the universe.
Right.
Hardly any marketing. But they're doing it right. They really are. I mean, they have a planned rollout, and they're not going to, they're not trying to get an order too soon to try to pay for some other mistake.
Right.
And that's what a lot of brands, they get ahead of themselves, and it's hard. it's tempting because, you know, the next person, I know they're already talking to Quest. The mass market people are going, we want your stuff. And it's like, thankfully, Mike and the guys over there have enough experience to say, wait, we're not ready for you yet.
Right. Where a small neophyte company would take that plunge, and that relationship would implode the company because they would have uncontrolled growth.
Uncontrolled growth. And the other thing is you wind up finding out that, wait a minute, not that many people know that I'm here at Safeway with a Quest bar.
Right.
And the people who supported you online and Vitamin Shop and these other places who can't keep it in stock start going, wait a minute, it's 30 cents less a bar at Kroger.
Right.
Maybe I'll just put these bars in the back now. And that's the dynamic that happens with these brands when they start going, I can go outside the health and fitness market. Well, yes, you can, but be careful what you wish for because the price of poker is extremely high on that end.
Yeah.
You're dealing with packaged goods companies that your budget's a rounding error for them. They find out in the sheet, in the couch cushions, what you think is a big budget.
Last question. Under the heading of things that people don't think all the way through. The second version of the product, quite often, because the process is organic, by the time you actually have the product ready to go, and you're even starting to sell some of it, the light bulb goes off in your head and you think, oh man, if we would have just added this, if we would have just done this, if we would have not forgotten to put this on the label, this would be so much better. Obviously, hindsight is always 20/20. Should there be a percentage of budget set aside that's not committed to the product per se, but committed to the next version of the product? And if so, what's a realistic time frame to roll out the new, better version without insulting the existing customers that just bought your old version?
Well, that's a kind of pretty complex problem. In the companies that are more advanced, there's budget line items for obsolescence, waste, and all those things, repackaging, they come in phases. You plan on it. How the market perceives product version one versus what you think product version two could do, that's kind of debatable. Depends on how far they are from each other. I mean, if it's just a packaging thing where you didn't have the right call-outs, then, you know, it may be pretty simple. It's just a label deal, and you're going to have to throw some labels away. But if it's explaining a new ingredient or something, you may have to see, okay, do I have sales of this item at X, and do I make version two and make the other one obsolete, or do I come up with this as it's a different product? And back in the day, a lot of brands I guess still do it, but Twin Lab would have three different kinds of OptiFuel 1, 2, 3. And my whole thing was, it's like software. It's like you have one OptiFuel, okay? That's it. And then the new one, it should be the best OptiFuel in that category. And so that's kind of how I look at it. I look at it, this is your best player in this category. If it's a premium brand, if it's a price brand, then it's a price right product for that category and so forth. But having multiple SKUs in one category, it's very costly, and you can't afford to do it early on. It's pretty difficult.
Yeah. So let's wrap it up by talking a little bit about Physique 2.0. The product is going to be available in about a week, you said?
That's right.
The only place that people can get it will be on the website?
That's right.
Go ahead and plug the website real quick, and then obviously people can go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ads as well. What's the website?
It's myotropics.com. That's myotropics.
Beautiful.
Myotropics.com. Yeah.
And people can get on an email list to be notified when the product is available. And initially, product will only be available on the net, but then I guess you'll start opening up distribution channels shortly thereafter.
Yes, only online. And we've had those discussions, and you could probably guess by this
just what we just talked about.
they call and I'm like, guys, hold on. Yeah. You know, the part of the problem is you got, a Connolly formulation, the word gets out, and people are like, well, how do I get it? How do I sell it? And we just have to be careful. That's all. Yeah. Make sure that we can be a brand that makes sense for the reseller. We're not forcing the shot, so to speak.
Right. Right. Vince, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I thank you very much for making time to talk about this. And hopefully some people out there who have been dreaming about being in the supplement industry will listen to this show, maybe get a couple pearls of wisdom, help to push you down the track a little bit further to your dream. That's all.
Hey, we need new blood.
We need
fresh blood. And
yes.
As you can see real quick in this industry, you see it's like school. You see brands wind up becoming like junior high level, and then they go to high school, and then they just pop. And then someone else becomes a junior, junior high level, high school, and they pop. It's very cyclical because, you know, it's very hard for these brands to stay relevant to the core consumer. And when they get to a certain level, they kind of outreach themselves. So there's always opportunities. So if you think you have a great idea and you think you really love this business enough to stick it out, then this is probably for you.
Yeah, there you go. Vince, thanks so much for being on the show, and thanks for being a sponsor of Supreme Radio.
Got it.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right, Carl. So there you go. Another great show. Tomorrow is Casual Friday. Elisa is planning a fantastic show for Casual Friday. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow, so don't miss it. See you then.